Good morning, College Park, and welcome to King Louis's Finest. Today we will be exploring more classic rock and more awesome different takes that you won't hear on live radio. I am King Louis, or Zach, and it is May 16th, so we're reaching the end of finals week. Congratulations to all of you all who have finished finals. And for those of you, including me, who still have one more final to go on Monday, you know, good luck. But otherwise, you know, it's almost summer. It's almost summertime, and we're almost there. So, we're already there for most of us. So, today we will be exploring some Guns N' Roses straight off the bat. We have a live Guns N' Roses off of their Live Eras album. That was recorded in 1992. In Las Vegas, Paradise City Live. And then we will go with some Black Sabbath, Sabra Cadabra, which was released on their 1973 fifth studio album, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. It's a little bit of a fun song because it actually has Rick Wakeman on the keyboard, who, if you don't know, he's the legendary, like, caped synthesizer keyboard wizard from the prog rock band Yes. So it's a really funny crossover. He actually was offered by Ozzy to play on this album for this song and a few of the other tracks, and he refused to be paid in cash for it, actually. Instead he was opted to compensate via beer. So funny little story there with Rick Wakeman, Sabra Cadabra, Black Sabbath. And then we'll go with some Led Zeppelin, Ramble On, some classic off of Led Zeppelin 2. It's one of the best crossovers to Middle Earth and fantasy lore in all of classic rock. It has a bunch of tie over to Mordor, Gollum, you know, Sauron, like the evil one. It's a very fascinating song. It ties a lot into Tolkien. So that's Ramble On by Zeppelin. So, but first up, we got Paradise City Live from Guns N' Roses. Enjoy. Oh, and you're listening to WMUC College Park, by the way. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
All right, that was Led Zeppelin's Ramble On off of Led Zeppelin 2. Before that, we had Black Sabbath's Sabra Cadabra off of the 1973 album Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. And before that, we had Guns N' Roses' Paradise City Live. Now, time for a quick PSA regarding the farmers market here at University of Maryland. So please enjoy.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taws Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
So, yeah, I do believe the farmer's market, considering that it's, past, almost done with finals. Do believe that it's closed, but definitely check it out next semester. And, hopefully your finals are finished and hopefully you're done and hopefully you're going to have a great summer. If you don't and you still have a final on Monday, good luck. But otherwise, it's summertime. Enjoy. And it's May 16th. You're listening to WMUC College Park. Happy birthday to my cousin Jeremy as well, because it is his birthday today. And next up, we got Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Even the Losers. Uplift you. Even if finals didn't go too well for you, sometimes even the losers win. So that's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Then we'll have Bruce Springsteen, Blinded by the Light. And then we'll have Legion of Mary and Jerry Garcia, The Last Train from Poor Valley. So this is Even the Losers by Tom Petty.
Thank you. in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent bumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hothead shot was hit for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. And some flesh wild mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whispered daddies with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. Everything was mighty fine. The cold triple roll day and night. And things, they got slow for reasons I don't know. And chill winds, they pulled into sight. The mines, they closed down. Everybody laid around. There wasn't very much left to do. Except stand in that line. Get your rations strict on time. And one more I could see telling you. Now the soft new snow of December. Lightning falls, my cabin round. Saw the last train from Paul Valley. Thank you.
That was Last Train from Poor Valley by Jerry Garcia when he had this brief stint where he went and formed this band called Legion of Mary and Jerry Garcia. It was for about a few years during his time with Grateful Dead. That song was from 1975, and it was actually originally written by this man named Norman Blake, who was a folk artist. And Garcia was so inspired after hearing it covered by Blake that he decided to make his own version of the song. And it sort of highlights how Garcia could take these bluesy, because Norman Drake is sort of a bluesgrass type folk artist, and he took all this like bluegrass and folk music and combined it with rock, sort of showing the mastery of Jerry Garcia. And before that, we had Bruce Springsteen, Blinded by the Light. You might know a popular version of that song called composed by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. But Bruce Springsteen was actually the original person to make that song. He wrote it himself, and surprisingly, that's the only song that he has that actually charted number one as a songwriter. That's the only song that he has that, and it wasn't even his. It was Manfred Mann's band, their cover for it that took it to number one a few years later. But the original release was from Greetings from Asbury Park by Bruce Springsteen in 1973. Before that, we had Tom Petty, Even the Losers, off of the 1979 Damn the Torpedoes album. The song actually opened with "It's just normal noise in here." It's a little sort of clip that you can hear at the beginning of the song by the guitarist Mike Campbell's wife, Marcy. She was caught on like a home demo tape that they were recording, and Petty loved that little accidental tape so much that he actually included it in this final version of the song. To sort of kick it off. It's a very funny little clip about talking about noise. So that was Tom Petty, Even the Losers, Bruce Springsteen's, and then Jerry Garcia. Next up, we got Derek and the Dominoes, Keep on Growing. And then we got Rush, Xanadu. So this is Derek and the Dominoes, 1970, Keep On Growing.
I keep on going.
That was Keep On Growing by Eric Clapton in Derek and the Dominoes. The symphony of guitars that you actually hear in that song is all Eric Clapton. He sat in the studio and decided to do literally the entire guitar backing and main track himself. It's a very, very good song from 1970. And next up, we got Rush, Xanadu. Another impressive feat in the studio, because the band literally sat down and decided to record, pressed the record button, did one take, and that was this take. This is Xanadu by Rush. Came out in 1977 off of A Farewell to Kings. You're listening to King Louis's Finest on WMUC Digital Classic Rock. Thank you so much for tuning in.
seek the sacred river out, to walk the caves of ice, to break my fast on honeydew, and drink the milk of paradise. I had heard the whisper tales of immortality, but even's mystery. From an ancient book I took a clue. I scaled the frozen mountain tops of eastern lands unknown, giant man alone, searching for the lost Xanadu. To stand within the pleasure dome decreed by Kubo.